Hello and welcome to Chapter 3 Cloud Computing and SaaS. So today we are going to discuss about the very interesting chapter, which is nothing but cloud computing. And you might have heard about cloud computing and the SaaS, PaaS, IaaS, whatever is happening in the today's world. So we are going to discuss in detail on all these particular concepts. What are the business benefits and what are the risks and challenges you have to consider before proceeding further with the cloud model of deployment, and what is the security issues and what are the vendors of cloud and SaaS who are available as on today. So this could be a short list, and there could be multiple vendors in the market who are having cloud and SaaS. So before proceeding further with the discussion on cloud computing, let us just try to understand what exactly is intranet and what exactly is an internet. So this actually will be the basis of what exactly we are going to discuss about in this current chapter. So when we talk about intranet, the intranet basically discusses about what exactly is inside your organization. So when I say inside the organization, it means the servers, the computers, the networks, the peripherals, whatever is required are inside your organization only, and there is no way you will be connecting outside your organization for any purpose. Okay, maybe you may go into a Google and do an search command or doing whatever is required, but for connecting to the applications that are supposed to be used by you on a day-to-day basis, by the people who are going to do on a day-to-day basis, that is going to be inside your organization. If that is happening, then it becomes intranet. When you talk about internet, it is outside your organization. The entire servers where you are going to connect, or storage you are going to connect, or application you are going to connect is going to be outside your organization. So you may be connecting using internet proxies, internet sites, then it becomes internet. So when we talk about cloud computing, so in these cases, what will happen is that your application, your servers, your storage, whatever you're talking about, will be outside your organization and it will be in over the internet. And let us, before proceeding further, we will again define why we named this as cloud. So which is a very interesting thing to discuss about. If we had seen earlier scenarios when we talk about before internet or before all the cloud and all this has come, when people are writing the things in the screen, in the paper, in a piece of paper, they used to write internet as a cloud. Okay, so they will be showing it as a cloud. From there, the cloud computing has started. Basically, cloud computing means your applications, servers, storage and all these are available outside your organization, outside your building, and it is outside your in internet. So let us proceed further. Cloud computing is a way to access computing resources such as servers, storage and applications over the internet. This means that the businesses can avoid the expense and hassle of buying and maintaining their own hardware and software. Now let us look at what exactly is the benefit you are going to have when you are going to have a cloud computing. In intranet based applications or systems, what will happen is that the organization who is going to deploy these applications or storage has to purchase this particular thing from multiple people, and they have to deploy this particular thing. You have to purchase a database or you have to purchase an application, you have to purchase a hardware, storage and whatever is required for you to run your application. This has to be purchased from outside. Okay, so you have to have a software in place, and you have to purchase and you have to deploy in your location, you have to purchase this kind of infrastructure, you have to build a server room, you have to have an internet network connectivity. That will be a different team that will be working, human resources that will be working. So how much resources will be required for running an application? All these has to be procured by the entire team. When you talk about procuring this particular hardware or software, that includes the human resources, knowledge that is required. You have to ensure that the manpower is adequately skilled enough to do the activities. Because if you do a wrong update or wrong something wrong that is happening when you are doing a maintenance of the entire thing may get crashed. Again, you have to have that, you have to hassles of backup, you have to take off for the software or for the data that has been stored. All these can be taken care of by a cloud computing when we are going to talk about internet, where some other vendor, some other service providers are going to take care of all these particular things. So this is where the cloud computing comes into picture. And let us have an example which we can see here is one example of cloud computing services, GoDaddy email. When you are you might have heard about what is a GoDaddy email. When you are going to have a GoDaddy email, there is no need that you had to have an email server like Outlook or Microsoft. There is no need that you have to have in newer organizations. You can, instead of that, you can have a single email ID, which will be a genuine ID, and it can be connected to your GoDaddy email, and you will be in a position to proceed further with your email ID. For the external people, it will be like you are going to have your own company name email ID, whereas actually you will be connected to the cloud, which will be a GoDaddy email. GoDaddy cloud computing services offer a number of advantages over traditional on-premises solutions. Let us see what are the advantages you are having in a cloud computing services thing. Cost savings, like we are just mentioned about what I said is the cost savings. Where are the places where you are going to have the cost savings? Businesses can save money on hardware, software and IT staff by using cloud computing services. Flexibility, cloud computing services are scalable, so businesses can easily add or remove resources as needed. This makes them ideal for businesses that experience fluctuating demand. For example, the flexibility, which is very important for whatever we are going to the cloud computing that is offering. So let us take an example of a banking industry, banking machines. So if you going to say between night 2 o'clock to morning 8 o'clock, the demand or the transactions that are going to be done by any person in UPI, or you are going to talk about ATM, it is going to be very minimal. You can say 100 transactions in an hour. Okay. But when you are going to talk about between 8 to afternoon, evening 8, the number of transactions are going to be very heavy. Okay, the number of transactions are going to be, people are going to do, in a minute, they'll be doing around 10,000, 20,000 transactions. Okay, consider, I'm not considering the balance inquiry and all these particular things. I'm just purely talking about the transactions that are people are going to do. So, let us assume a bank is going to purchase hardware. So, they have to, irrespective of whatever is going to be your demand, and you are going to purchase a high-end service for these particular cases. Why? Because you cannot, if you are going to plan your service for night 12 to morning 8, you will not be in a position to handle the transactions that are going to be happening between morning 8 to night 8. But at the same time, if you are going to purchase hardware for morning 8 to night 8, these hardware will be waste of time, waste of your space between 12 to 8 in the morning. So how you are going to handle? This is where the cloud computing services comes into picture. It is easily scalable. During the peak hours, specifically about Diwali or Christmas, or when you are talking about a Ramzan period where the transactions are going to be on the higher side, the specific computing services or the hardware can be added as per the requirement, as per the demand that is going to be fluctuating. This is where the cloud computing comes into picture. Flexibility is one of the important that is going to happen. Reliability. Cloud computing services are typically more reliable than on-premise solutions because they are backed up by multiple servers. So, like we are discussing, when you are going to have an on-premises server, you have to have the backup. You have to people have to take a backup continuously, and they have to proceed further. So, one of the instances which I can share with you here is the place where one of the bank has missed out taking the backup. Okay, so they were taking the backup, but there was some error in the entire where they are taking the backup, that how the disk was having an issue due to which they are not in a position to take a backup, and finally they were able to restore the 7 days back backup. From there they had to do a manual entry for around 7 days. Okay, so possibly they might have missed out some of the transaction in the day, but God knows what has happened. So this is where the reliability comes into picture. When you are going to talk about cloud computing, this kind of things will be taken care of because there are experts who are doing the work for on behalf of you. Security is one more important thing. Cloud computing service offer a high level of security because they use advanced encryption techniques. So you may be aware, on a daily basis, the hackers to the system they are two or three steps before the people who are doing the entire development for securing your services. So for a cloud computing services, before you go ahead with like Amazon or Google or Microsoft, who are having the cloud computing services, they have advanced encryption techniques, and they are always, their purpose of existence is particular doing the security related items. So they are always ahead of whatever is you are going to have in the on-premises solutions. Improved collaboration. When we talk about improved collaboration, the most of the thing are coming on the cloud computing makes it easy for employees to collaborate on projects even if they are located in different places. This actually came in hand when we had the COVID related lockdowns that were there. At the time still, banks were able to do transactions, bank people are able to do the development. At that time, I was also in a bank when the entire COVID was happening. So for the person who was doing the development, there was no disturbance that was happening. People were able to proceed further with the day-to-day activity. They were able to do the development. They were able to do the project implementation was happening. People are working. Entire thing was happening because of the help that has been received from the cloud computing. So what was happening is that people are able to share files using OneDrive. Again, it was in cloud related thing. Email, they were able to access emails. They were able to share documents. They were able to use Teams for doing Teams or Zoom for doing discussions. So all these were happening because there was a cloud server that was running behind and people are able to collaborate with each other. Increased agility. Cloud computing allows businesses to quickly and easily adapt to changing business conditions. So when you are going to have your software as a service, more importantly. So what was happening is that whenever there is an upgrade that is happening, say example, Swift is going to have an upgrade that is going to be happening every year or every frequently. Tally for other organizations, Tally will be there. Where there is going to be a continuous upgrade that is happening. If you are going to use in cloud computing, what was happening is that the upgrade of your solution based on the business conditions that are happening in the industry, your software is also getting updated frequently. So this is an important thing that is happening. Agility, that is an important. See, example, your Oracle version is getting migrated from version 1 to the next version is going to happen. In an on-premises, this is a huge task. You have to do one testing, you have to do an upgrade, that should be, and you have to change your hardware. You have to upgrade your hardware, you have to upgrade your software, you have to upgrade your database. All these headaches will be taken care by a cloud computing service provider who is there outside your organization. And you focus and the organizations can focus only on the business development. Reduce risk. Cloud computing can help businesses reduce their risk of data loss or downtime, which we had earlier discussed. So downtime is a major important benefit that we are going to have in cloud computing. That could be when you are going to talk about downtime. The downtime can happen due to various reasons. There could be network fluctuation. There could be your server can go, your memory can go high. Your server, simply your threads, whatever threads you are having, Java threads you are having in your program, that has been the entire thing got expired and your database has gone down. There are multiple reasons due to which a downtime can happen. When you are going to have a cloud computing, all these particulars has been taken care because there is an experts who are on job and their job is to continuously monitor the performance of the system and add whatever is required at the specific point of time. So let us focus on how exactly the cloud technology has evolved during the entire period and what is the history on the cloud computing from late 90s to current today. Cloud technology is not an altogether new concept of the past 5 to 6 years. Okay, this was in place from late 90s, around 1995, 96, it started evolving. Long before the term cloud and SaaS had come about, there was a similar model, the ASP, application service provider, that came with the first wave of internet and strengthened in the early 2000.com era. So this is where the LANs earlier, which was there, has been replaced by WANs, okay, wide area network. And the people earlier before this particular thing, there were individual servers in each of the organization. each of the branch of the organization, be it a branch of a bank or branch of a huge company like JSW Steel or Tata, they were having a different servers in their specific branches. Each branch was having a specific computer, a specific server, which will be a high-end computer, nothing more than the high-end computer. People used to take backups and they used to keep a copy here and keep a copy at some other external branch or external location. And this was happening on earlier to the era where we are talking about ASPs came into picture and before the first wave of internet came into existence. So after that, the internet came into picture and people started having a single server and single location. Then the data centers came into picture. These were the first step of cloud came into picture. So application service providers came into picture and system integrators came into picture. Okay, so and service integrators came into picture and the service integrators were able to capable of doing all the end-to-end activity of the entire organization. Though, so that is where the things started moving towards the cloud. That came with the first wave of internet and strengthened in the early 2000.com era. So 2000s started and all these servers and all these particular things started happening. And branches, like example, in banks, they were started migrating the core banking system. So when you're talking about core banking system, there is a single data center and backups, development, whatnot, and migrations that are happening and the hardware where was in a single location. All this started happening from 2000.com era. Many B2C.coms using well-known products such as Intershop launched their shopping sites using the ASP model. However, the ASP model did not survive and new model business model came about cloud, SaaS, IaaS and PaaS. Okay. So platform as a service came into picture, infrastructure as a service came into picture, software as a service came into picture. These were the things started moving forward. So to understand why cloud SaaS succeeds, why it was successful, let us discuss the key differences between the cloud SaaS model and the ASP model. Application deployment, the primary difference is the ASP only deployed applications belonging to the customer that reduce the cost, arbitration and made customization as difficult as with the in-house deployment. Say, for example, when you talk about ASP model, if there is a requirement that is coming across, say example, RBA, government has banned the 1000 rupees notes and 500 rupees notes on a single day. Let us assume if you are going to have an ASP, let us compare the difference between ASP model, pre-ASP model, ASP model and the cloud model. When you talk about pre-ASP model, there the development or whatever you are going to do has to reach each of the branch. So you consider in the timeline which you are going to have, there is a single day for the people, the bank to do the development for this particular purpose to stop the 1000 rupees notes from collecting from the people. So there is a huge effort that will be required for because your code has to reach each of the branch. When you talk about ASP, what was happening is that this development was happening in a specific data center. And each bank has to do the development in their one of the, and they have to discuss with their ASP and they have to ensure that the ASP is delivering the entire thing on time. Because you are having the time limit which you are going to have in your hand for doing all this development is very limited. So people have to do this development on time and they have to do it in a very short time. The testing required is also very short time and each of the bank was putting their efforts for doing this particular development. Let us focus on the if what will happen if it is a cloud related bank. So in a cloud related bank, what will happen is that if it is entire thing is in cloud or multiple banks are in the same cloud, what will happen is that development will be single only one time you will be doing the development and all the banks who are related to this particular cloud will be having the same exact changes that will be there in this particular thing. So the time that will be taken for each effort that will be taken for making this development each bank wise will be different, will be much reduced when you are talking about an application deployment in a cloud. The SaaS deploys its own software applications or products. It provides the customers with a product and deployment and ongoing maintenance or enhancements. So like we are discussing, in SaaS case, what will happen is that the software will be at a single location. Whatever changes that will be there, done in this particular SaaS will be deployed or applied across all the organizations that were using this specific software. Of course, to add here, most of the banks are still not ready to move to cloud-based things because of the other issues that we are facing, which we'll be discussing at a later stage of the entire chapter. SaaS is a complete lifetime solution and where the customer saves on buy cost and also customization headaches. So there is no need that when you are going to do a customization, there is no need that you have to put your efforts for making these particular changes, because when you are going to talk about cloud, the customization also will be at a minimal center and some other person will be doing the development. There is no effort that you have to put for testing to that much big extent or doing the development to that much big extent. Of course, you have to do a final testing before moving ahead into your production, but that will be very minimal. The key difference between a cloud SaaS models and the ASP model includes implementation timelines. ASP deployments are tedious as it involved a third party that knew little of the product. So what was happening is that in ASP deployment, there will be people will be the human resources who are doing the development from the third party will be keep on making changes. There will be continuous change that will be happening. So today one person will be making a development. Tomorrow he may resign and he will go from this particular place. The new person who is going to come and develop will not be having any idea about the product or the customers which are doing. The effort has to be spent by the organization to ensure that the new person is understanding the entire development, the entire efforts, and move this particular thing into production. There are cases where recently also this has happened in one of the bank. So you have to spend your time and you have to, the bank has to spend the energy and spend the time, resources, and something wrong has moved into production due to which there is a huge impact that has happened. It was running in crores that has happened due to which this issue has happened. And this is purely related to the human effort that has been put in here and there is something wrong that has been moved into production. Upgrades and enhancements. In ASP deployment, upgrades and even small enhancements was always a responsibility of the customer as the ASP did not own it. So the customer, so what will happen? This is a very important point here, because in ASP model, the software or the hardware or the database or the operating system that is there, all these particular things are owned by the customer and not by the application service provider. So as a result, the responsibility comes on the customer and not on the ASP. If there's something has gone wrong, the responsibility is on the ASP. The whatever issue that is happening because of this particular, the pride will be gone from the customer and not for the ASP. That is an important reason why a cloud is better. Cost. The biggest advantage of SaaS is the cost advantage, particularly for the SMBs. SaaS applications typically charge on the basis of transactions. Or if it is an IaaS, it will be based on the time you are spending on the entire infrastructure you are going to spend. And same thing about the PaaS, where platform, how much time you are going to spend. And for the SaaS, it is on the transaction, number of transactions. Let us see an SMB, okay, where you are going to have small and medium businesses. The transaction will not be that much huge. So unnecessarily, if you are going to spend on your on-premises servers and etc., you will be spending on more on your software and other related details. But in a SaaS application, you will be spending purely on the number of transactions you are going to do. If it is 100 transactions you are going to do on a day, you are going to pay for 100 transactions and not for 1,000 transactions in other cases. Multi-tenant scalability. SaaS offers products that are designed for use in a multi-tenant environment. The code base is disparate and each customer can have a custom experience. So in a SaaS case, what will happen is that you can have multi-tenant, and this again, it will be for each and every customer. There could be different environment will be there. And for that matter, if you are going to be in different countries, you are going to have different locations, you are going to have, still you will be in a position to have different environment in your place. So this is the benefit that will be happening in a multi-tenant scalability. So let us move ahead on the concepts that are being used in a cloud. Cloud computing is a model for enabling convenient on-demand network access to a shared pool of configurable computing resources that can be rapidly provisioned and released with minimal management effort or service provider interaction. So, like we were mentioning earlier, the effort that has to be spent by an organization is very minimal in case it is cloud computing. The cloud model is composed of 5 essential characteristics, 3 service models, and 4 deployment models, which we'll be looking at a later stage here. So, the essential characteristics of cloud service are on-demand self-service. So, a consumer can unilaterally provision computing capabilities such as server time and network storage as needed automatically without requiring human interaction with each service provider. So, it is like, no need that I have to go and ask someone, hey, start this particular thing or stop this particular thing. Here, in this case, it will be on-demand self-service. The person who is doing the activity, he or she himself can do the activity and start or stop from as per his wish. Broad network access capabilities are available over the network and access through standard mechanisms that promote use of heterogeneous thin or thick client platforms. So when, just let me mention here what exactly is a thick client platform and a thin client platform. When we talk about thick client platform, there is a need for your application to be there in each of the computer or each of the devices you are using, be it a mobile, be it a laptop, be it a PC. You require the application to be deployed, installed in the specific PC. But in a thin client, you will be using an URL for accessing the entire content or entire application. So there is a difference between thin and thick client. Here, what will happen is that in cloud services, they are having both the options. You can have a thin client as well as thick client, and system will be in a position to give a network access for the respective application. Resource pooling. The provider's computing resources are pooled to serve multiple consumers using a multi-tenant model with different physical and virtual resources dynamically assigned and reassigned according to consumer demand. So, like we were mentioning, based on the time that is going to be there, say Diwali or the Christmas, the extra demand can be managed by the organization themselves. We are mentioning about self-service. By themselves, they will be in a position to manage the entire thing. Today, you require 32 GB RAM or storage, or tomorrow, you require 128 GB RAM. You will be in a position to add as per your wish and without a downtime. That is very important. In on-premises, if you have to increase or decrease the pool of resources, you have to bring down the services, bring down the server, you have to do the entire addition or reduction, then you have to bring up. So the downtime is going to be reduced when you are going to go for cloud computing. Rapid elasticity. The capabilities can be rapidly and elastically provisioned, in some cases automatically, to scale rapidly outward and inward commensurate with the demand. So, and we are mentioning, there is no need that your person has to manually do this particular thing. You can set the filters, you can set the respective limits, maximum limits and minimum limits. Beyond this particular thing, if demand is coming, automatically the server, it can become from 32 GB to 128 GB or 64 GB as per the configuration that has been set by the respective organization. To the consumer, the capabilities available for provisioning often appear to be unlimited and can be appropriated in any quantity at any time. This is where the name of cloud is also coming into picture. Cloud, like what we are seeing, is endless. You will be in a position to do the entire thing as per your wish and unlimited. Measured service. Cloud systems automatically control and optimize resource used by leveraging a metering capability at some level of abstraction appropriate to the type of service. Like we are mentioning, you can have your own meter, have your maximum and minimum limit. Beyond this particular maximum limit, if you want to stop the entire services, you will be in a position to do it. So, say example, I'm going to have a specific meter, like how you are going to have set in your mobile. Until I'm reaching my 2 GB internet, I'll be in a position to do access of whatever I require. Once I reach the 2 GB, my internet will be stopped. Similar way, you can do the metering in a cloud also, and until you reach 100 transactions in a small, that too specifically for a small business. Until you are reaching a specific capability, you will be in a position to proceed further. Once you are reaching this particular level, you will stop the entire transactions for this particular organization. So that kind of service can be done, that kind of metering can be done, and accordingly, the automatically system will be stopped or started. Resource usage can be monitored, controlled, and reported, providing transparency for both the provider and the consumer of the utility utilized service. So this is one more important. Entire thing will be automatically controlled, more importantly, transparency will be there. User will be in the position to get alerts on a day-to-day basis. To understand which part of the spectrum of cloud system is most appropriate for a given need, an organization should consider how clouds can be deployed, what kind of services can be provided to customers, the economic opportunities and risks of using cloud services, the technical characteristics of cloud services, such as performance and reliability, typical terms of service, and the security opportunities and risks. This is where each organization has to take a decision based on what exactly they require in the cloud. Do they require services? Do they require software? Do they require infrastructure only? Do they require platform only? So based on this particular thing, the person has to take a decision whether they are going to go ahead with cloud or not. Depending on the cloud kind of cloud deployment, the cloud may have limited private computing resources or may have access to large quantities of remotely accessed resources. So based on their requirement, cloud companies can offer what they require. In outsource and public deployment models, cloud computing provides convenient rental of computing resources. So let us move on. What are the different types of deployment models you are having? So in users pay service charges while using a service, but need not pay large upfront acquisition cost to build a computing infrastructure. So like in case of infrastructure, when we talk about, you have to purchase this entire servers, you have to purchase the networking, this thing, you have to purchase storage. All this has to be purchased when you are talking about infrastructure. But in a cloud, user just pay for the service charges only for the limited infrastructure they are using. There is no need that you have to have high-end servers at your organization, because obviously when you are going to have your data center, you require that kind of an infrastructure also. You have to have an AC, 24/7. AC has to be run cool. It should be cool. It should be less than 10 degrees temperature. All these limitations are there when you are going to have your own on-premises services. It should be clean. But when you are talking about computing, cloud computing, all this will be taken care of by some other vendor, some other third party like Microsoft or Azure, Microsoft Azure or AWS or Google. So just you will be a person who will be using the services. By using an elastic cloud, customers may be able to avoid excessive costs from over-provisioning, that is building enough capacity for peak demand and then not using the capacity in non-peak periods. Like we are mentioning, between night 12 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning, it is going to be a non-peak period. No need that I have to spend energy and locate space for having high-end servers here. System will be pushing to an elastic, using an elastic cloud, system will be pushing to automatically adjust the peak demand and non-peak demand. Whether or not cloud computing reduces overall costs for an organization depends on careful analysis on all the costs of operations, client compliance and security, including costs to migrate to and, if necessary, migrate from a cloud. This is an important thing which an organization has to consider before moving on to cloud. So the cost of operation is going to be reduced or increasing. It has to be considered, including the human resource that will be spent for doing the activities or upgrade activities like Oracle. You have to purchase when you are going to version, if you are going to migrate, you have to purchase the specific version requirements. Okay, so this case of in cloud computing, all this will be taken care of by some other third party. Cloud system generally depend on networking, and hence any limitations on networking such as data import, export bottlenecks or service disruptions reduce cloud utility, especially for applications that are non-tolerant of disruptions. So this is one more important bottleneck or one more pitfall that organization will take care, has to go through when you are going for cloud computing. When you are going to talk about network, the networks should be very high-end when you're talking about cloud resources, cloud servers, because and all the always your internet should be running for the entire purpose. Okay, so if there is a service disruption in the network related activities, you should be in the position to jump from one network to other network. Otherwise, your applications will be in, there will be disturbances in your application. Say, example, suddenly Airtel network has gone down. the organization should be in a position to jump immediately to Vodafone or Jio based on whatever is the thing that is available at a specific location. So this is very important considering the third level cities coming up. I mean, the tier 3 cities coming up, and the data centers are coming up there also. This is a very important point. That should be the organization should have an option from switching over from one network to other network on the specific disruption time, because there are multiple applications that are required today that should be up 24/7, say banking applications that should be up continuously. Otherwise, there will be disruptions that will be happening, and that will create a huge mess for the entire organization. So networking has to be taken, cautious call has to be taken, and continuous network has to be given for these cases. As complex network systems, clouds are affected by traditional computer and network security issues, such as the needs to provide data confidentiality, data integrity, and system availability. So this is one more thing. Data integrity and system availability or confidentiality of data has to be a proper thing that will be required in a cloud computing manner, because you are going to put in a shared location. Okay, so this is an important thing, due to which the banks are not that much ready to go jump into cloud computer, because it is going to be shared. And we cannot depend only on the hackers. Today, hackers are more intelligent than the non-hackers. So we don't know what is going to happen. So still reluctant, because still banks are reluctant to financial systems, for that matter, are reluctant to cloud because of this particular reason. Also, cloud users and administrators rely heavily on web browsers. So browser security failures can lead to cloud security breaches. So somewhere in the entire organization, if there is a PC, there is a laptop which has not been properly having a proper limitations, and then there will be, network security limitations, then there is a probability that your entire thing is breached. This is one of the challenge. And when you are going to talk about this particular thing, it is not that only your organization you are having a maintaining properly. Some other organization is having a security breach in a cloud. There is a possibility that your organization also going to be affected. The topology of cloud computing has several components, which includes clients. Let us go each and every item. We'll see clients are very much the same device that you have in standard LAN, WAN environment. Desktop, laptops, mobile devices being the more important in a cloud environment, because one of the key difference between cloud and native environment being mobility. So when you talk about mobile environment, you are going to have an app. Literally what is happening is that you are going to connect to the cloud only from your mobile app, be it a bank or be it LIC or insurance sectors, whatever you are having. When you connect from your mobile, you are simply connecting to the cloud. And we are going to talk about cloud here. There are two parts: private cloud and public cloud. When you talk about private cloud, it is inside the organization only and not outside the organization. You are just simply connecting to the intranet through internet of the specific organization. Data center is a centralized location where storage devices and servers required to execute the applications are located. Large organizations typically have multiple data centers, primary and backup or disaster recovery, and near data center is also available, where there will be multiple servers, multiple applications, multiple locations will be there to ensure that your application is not getting disturbed because of the multiple things that can happen. Say, be it an earthquake or be it a storm that is coming, your data center will not be affected. So suppose you are going to have an earthquake has happened suddenly in a specific location, you will be in a position to still run your business from connecting to a third location, second location, which is going to be in a different location than your primary location. So continuous data travel will be happening between your primary location and the DR location, which is nothing but disaster recovery location. Distributor servers, organizations have multiple data centers, primary and disaster recovery locations. Large organizations also have multiple primary and disaster recovery sites. However, costs are inhibiting. So costs that are going to be required for maintaining this particular data centers primary or disaster recovery are very huge. Consider the software deployment, the software human manpower that is going to be spent, and the human servers, operating system. The costs are going to be very huge in when you are going to maintain primary and disaster recovery.